People buy houses every day. No big deal to the bank, but buying my first home, that was a big deal to me. That's why I got my mortgage from DCU. They were with me every step of the way. I was able to get a great rate, and they'll service my loan for as long as I have it. Plus, they let me manage my mortgage online, anytime. My mortgage from DCU was the first step, and now I'm home. What will DCU mean to you? Insured by NCUA, NMLS number 466914, equal housing lender. Membership required. Visit dcu.org.
Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman, joined this afternoon by Web Editor Mike Elfland. Welcome, Mike.
Good to be here.
Mike, Bill Ballew, our resident baseball historian and longtime Red Sox beat writer, has an interesting story teed up for Sunday's paper on minor league baseball, on Worcester, and what it would mean if the major league plan, or at least was being considered, in eliminating a certain number of minor league franchises, you know, throughout the country, contraction, would you, and what it would mean to Worcester and to baseball fans in New England that maybe can't, because you know, it's very expensive to go to a Red Sox game, so. Those young family, those families spend their money on minor league ball, and Congress people, senators are lining up in support of one of the franchises, the Lowell Spinners, who has been rumored to be on the cutting block is one of those teams that they would eliminate. And like we were talking about off air, you know, minor league baseball is a big deal to a lot of people.
And it's all about marketing, and Lowell is working hard. We see Worcester doing a lot of marketing for the WooSox even before they throw the first pitch. So in Lowell, it's a big part of the economic engine, just like it proves is promised to be here in Worcester. So it's a big deal when the folks of Lowell area who go to the Lowell games, now they might not go to Lowell, they'll come to Worcester.
Right.
Area.
Yeah, so the story in for those of for those of you who may not have read it, is that again minor league baseball you know, is controlled by Major League Baseball. What Major League Baseball has said essentially is that they want to take, say, 200 teams throughout the country and reduce that number to, say, let's just throw out a number, 150. So the theory behind it is those 150 franchises would be, you know, they would increase the quality of the franchise and the facilities, but it would come at the expense of the quantity. Like Lowell, good fan friendly entertainment for those in the north of Boston, but potentially, you know, if they were to cut, say, 50 teams, Lowell might be one of those teams. And I think what, you know, what Bill Ballew is going to look at in his Sunday story is, you know, if Lowell goes away and Worcester comes on board in a year and a half, what does that mean for baseball in New England? What does that mean for WooSox fans? What does that mean for, you know, for former, you know, Lowell Spinners fans?
And that's a good point. So when Worcester got the go-ahead to have a team, was that the death knell for Lowell? But I think what we're going to see is maybe 50 teams will be cut around the country. Those 50 and the congressmen and city councils, they're going to fight hard to keep their
teams.
Yeah,
and that's sort of where we are in the process now, is nothing has been decided, but I think everybody's lining up to say, you know, save minor league baseball. And really around these parts, you know, in Lowell, for example, it's save the Lowell Spinners, save our hometown team. And you know, us in Worcester, and I think the WooSox, you know, WooSox people in still in Pawtucket are kind of taking a step back and kind of seeing how things play out. You know, if Lowell is still here, how does it affect the Worcester fan base? Is it expanded? If Lowell, is saved and the franchise continues to exist, you know, how does that affect Worcester? And it's just going to be a very interesting dynamic to watch and observe and see how things play out in the area north of Boston.
Absolutely. Even though baseball is a game, it's actually a business. And when you're a municipality, you've invested some money into either the field, parking, any infrastructure. So it's not something you can just say, we can watch baseball anywhere. If it has a place in the economic engine, it's important.
Right. And, you know, as you and I were doing before this recording, you know, kind of looking at Worcester as the, you know, if Worcester is the center of minor league baseball in New England, and if when the WooSox come in, they will be the only AAA franchise in New England, you know, and they'll be scattered. You know, you have a AA franchise in Manchester, a AA franchise or two in Connecticut. You've got the single A low spinners. So, you know, I mean, right away, you've got fan bases and franchises throughout New England who are now faced with the possibility of competing not only with the major league dollar, but with the Worcester attraction of a new ballpark and a new energized fan base. And, you know, all of those other franchises kind of have to be looking back and saying, geez, wow, just we didn't have to compete with this before. But now, you know, looking at somebody who maybe lives, you know, in Littleton or Marlborough, like, are they going to go to a Spinners game? Are they going to go to a WooSox game? So, I mean, it's very interesting, like you said, Mike, from a business standpoint, from a marketing standpoint, how all of these franchises line up to compete.
Absolutely. The only baseball circuit that's safe is the Cape Cod Baseball League. I don't think anybody's going to be renting a house for 2 weeks in Worcester area.
You got that right. So great talk, Mike. And, you know, again, Bill Ballew in the Sunday Telegram looking at the Major League Baseball plan to contract minor league baseball, make it a little bit smaller, increase, as they say, the quality, which would come at the expense of the quantity, and how that plan affects Worcester, Lowell, and other minor league franchises in New England. Great talk, Mike.
Looking forward to the story.